Jaya Nauranitaya, Jaya Nauranitaya. परमहंस परित्रकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशन स्वाइंद्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सवे दधातुं पदवीं परस्य दुरंतवीर्यस्य रथांगपाणे यो मायया संततयानुवृत्या भजेत तत्पाद सरोजगंधम सवे दधातुं पदवीं परस्य दूरंत वीर्यस्य रथांगपाणे यो मायया संततयानुवृत्या भजेत तत्पाद सरोजगंधम सवे दधातुं पदवीं परस्य दूरंत वीर्यस्य रथांगपाणे यो मायया संततयानुवृत्या भजेत तत्पाद सरोजगंधम। सवे दधातुं पदवीं परस्य दूरंत वीर्यस्य रथांगपाणे भजेत तत्पाद सरोजगंधम दधातुं पदवीं परस्य दूरंत वीर्यस्य रथांगपाणे मायया संततयानुवृत्या भजेत तत्पाद सरोजगंधम सवे दधातुं पदवीं परस्य दूरंत वीर्यस्य रथांगपाणे यो मायया संततयानुवृत्या भजेत तत्पाद सरोज गंधम. वट वर्ड मीनिंग स ही अलोन वेद कैन नो धातु ऑफ द क्रिएटर पदवीम ग्लोरीज परस्य ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंस दुरंत वीर्यस्य ऑफ द ग्रेटली पावरफुल रथांग पाणे ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा हु बियर्स इन हिज हैंड द व्हील ऑफ अ चैरियट. य वन हु अमायया विदाउट रिजर्वेशन संततया विदाउट एनी गैप अनुवृत्तया फेवरेबली भजेत रेंडर्स सर्विस तत्पाद ऑफ हिज फीट सरोज गंधम फ्रेग्रेंस ऑफ द लोटस. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Only those who render unreserved, uninterrupted, favorable service unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who carries the wheel of the chariot in his hand, can know the creator of the universe in his full glory, power and transcendence. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Only the pure devotees can know the transcendental name, form and activities of Lord Krishna due to their being completely freed from the reactions of fruitive work and mental speculation. The pure devotees have nothing to derive as personal profit from their unalloyed service to the Lord. They render incessant service to the Lord spontaneously, without any reservation. Everyone within the creation of the Lord is rendering service to the Lord indirectly or directly. No one is an exception to this law of the Lord. Those who are rendering service indirectly, being favored by the illusory agent of the Lord, are rendering service unto him unfavorably. But those who are rendering service unto him directly, under the direction of his beloved agent, are rendering service unto him favorably. Such favorable servitors are devotees of the Lord, and by the grace of the Lord, they can enter into the mysterious region of transcendence by the mercy of the Lord. But the mental speculators remain in darkness all the time. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself guides the pure devotees towards the path of realization due to their constant engagement in the loving service of the Lord in spontaneous affection. That is the secret of entering into the kingdom of God. Fruitive activities and speculation are no qualifications for entering. Om Ajnanat Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम फर्स्ट कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 38। आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन अगेन। ओनली दोज हु रेंडर अनरिजर्व्ड अनइंटरप्टेड फेवरेबल सर्विस इन टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा हु कैरीज द व्हील ऑफ द चैरियट इन हिज हैंड्स कैन नो द क्रिएटर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स इन हिज फुल ग्लोरी पावर एंड ट्रांसेंडेंस। हरे कृष्ण। This is a very popular and very exalted verse of the Bhagavatam. In no way I am qualified to speak anything on this, but whatever I have heard and searched on the Vedas, I will just present, because this is just like here it is said. In the purport also Prabhupada says that it is beyond the capacity of the mental speculators and fruitive workers. So, this is what my condition, mental speculator and fruitive worker. So, not able to understand what is mentioned here. But I heard some previous classes given on this verse. We have that website, Bhagavatam classes online. And collected some points from here and there. And whatever I have understood, let's discuss. I beg your blessings so that we can discuss and glorify Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. In the fourth canto, if we go to the last chapter, where Prachetas, they are about to renounce after ruling for almost 10 lakh years. In the beginning, when they were going for tapasya on the order of their father, they met with Lord Shiva, and it is mentioned that they did not do any tapasya to, you know, get darshan of Lord Shiva. Bhagirathi Maharaj, he did a lot of austerities and tapasya to get the favor of Lord Shiva. But for Prachetas, Lord Shiva appeared on his own. Such were the exalted position of Prachetas, and he instructed them with the Rudra Geet. And after that, when they did tapasya underwater for almost 10,000 years, then Lord Vishnu appeared. And Lord Vishnu again instructed them and blessed them. And then, as usual, as we, you know, go to the school and pass out, you know, get our graduation, we have done all the necessary formalities for whatever we need in life. Then they started their service as the administrators. And this service, you know, it's mentioned that they ruled almost for 10 lakh years. And one day, they thought, it's a long time, you know, has gone from the time when we heard the instructions from Lord Shiva and we met Lord Vishnu. And they were about to, you know, renounce everything and go for their further bhajan. At that time, Narad Muni appears. This is another arrangement of the Lord for how exalted these devotees are. First they met Lord Shiva, whom ordinarily nobody can see, what to speak of having his darshan and getting personal instructions. Then Lord Vishnu personally met. And then finally at the end, Narad Muni is coming and instructing them. That time, Prachetas, they say that, my dear Lord, we have almost forgotten the instructions which we received in the beginning. Just like in the beginning of our spiritual journey, we receive a lot of instructions.
Of course, we are receiving instruction all the time, but in the beginning, our receptivity is more. As the time goes, the receptivity goes down because of so many factors. That is another subject matter to discuss. But then they say that what Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu taught us, we have almost forgotten. Now please instruct us. They speak a very beautiful verse. They say that Tatra Prodhyotaya Adhyatma Jnanam Tattva Darshanam Enanjasa Tarishyamu Dustaram Bhavasagaram. Please, you know, they say, dear Master, kindly enlighten us in the transcendental knowledge which may act as a torchlight by which we may cross the dark nisans of material existence. And then Narad Muni, while instructing Prachitas, he says that Tajjanmatani Karmani Tadayustan Manovacha Nunam Yenahi Vishvatma Sevyate Harir Ishvara. He says that when the living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, which is mentioned in this verse, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. When I was hearing this verse in the that Bhagavatam overview series, the Gaur Krishna Maharaj, he says that Jivan ka samay aise bit jata hai. I mean, the time of the life goes like that only, whether we are practicing or not practicing devotional service. If you see our life, some of us are practicing very nicely. Some are, you know, with their job, family, they have another kind of struggle to practice devotional service. And there are others, like Prabhupada mentioned in this verse, there are people who are serving directly and indirectly. So there are people who are not serving Krishna. But that doesn't mean that time is not passing for them. Generally, non-devotees, they argue that, you know, you're, you know, wasting your time practicing, you know, this spiritual path, which is not actually, you know, you're just giving up the enjoyments of this world. It's a waste. But actually, it's a waste for them also, because time is equally passing for everyone. In one pastime of Tukaram Maharaj, when there was a severe drought in his hometown, and his elder wife passes away because of the, you know, having no food in the home. Then that time, Tukaram Maharaj's younger wife, who is, you know, with Tukaram Maharaj till the end, he goes to back to Godhead. And as we have seen in the, you know, that book is there, and if you have seen the movies also, her role is very crucial in Tukaram Maharaj's life. Because she is always thinking of, you know, making some arrangements for family, and Tukaram Maharaj is always thinking, how can I make arrangements for the Lord? Both are going in different directions, but ultimately they are, you know, coming together in one point. So she says that you are always chanting the name of Lord Vitthal, what he has given to you. Because of chanting of this name of the Vitthal all the time, your elder wife, she has left her body. If you have worked, If you would have worked in the, you know, some farm or some maintain some shop, Tukaram Maharaj had, you know, big business of, you know, grains, but somehow due to drought and all other calamities, it, you know, completely collapsed. Then Tukaram Maharaj at that time says very beautiful instruction he gives to his wife. He says that, you know, you are thinking that because I am a devotee, therefore I am suffering. You are thinking because I am chanting Hare Krishna, I mean, you are chanting Ram Krishna Hari, almost one and the same. So therefore, you are thinking that we are having this poverty condition. He says, now tell me any home where there are, you know, people not chanting Hare Krishna and there is no death. Simply because in our house we are chanting, and therefore you are just, you know, giving this, you know, reason that because we are devotees, we are suffering. But if you observe nicely around you, you will see that there are people not practicing devotional service, but still they are dying. So what is the reason for their, you know, this condition? Then she ekdam chup chap. She has no answer, because such answers cannot be given through our mental speculation or through any other means. They can be given only through parampara of the, you know, great agents of the Lord, who are serving Lord, you know, without any reservation or, you know, without any gap, interruption. So such is the exalted position of the devotees. And therefore, it is interesting. I mean, I was just hearing casually, but this is how Bhagavatam enters in our system. Just hearing this verse, it was going on. And then it immediately struck in my head, oh, wow, what a point. Time is really passing. If we compare our life, it's almost 10, 12 years back we joined the ashram. And now it is, we don't know where all those days and where, you know, we were doing book distribution. We were in the BT under Shadbhuj Prabhu, having a lot of fun in the, those days we used to have those BT yatras. Madhukari system, Gaurang Prabhu was there with us. Now, when we see, you know, flashback, where are those days? It's gone like, you know, it's just a small, brief passage of, you know, just moment. So like that, therefore, it is important that we always understand when we, you know, feel little low in devotional service or when we face some challenges, that anyway, time will be taken away, you know, from our life, and we will have to eventually face that moment of death when we will be tested for our devotional service or whatever we have done throughout the life. So better than perform the devotional service rather than just, you know, remaining without the great benefit of human life. Now this is first section of our life, and we may have passed, some may have, you know, started devotional service in the very beginning. Some have started just 10, 12 years back. But in any case, as we go ahead, then, you know, there are some challenges that keeps coming. And in one in conversation, Chaitanya Chakra was quoting, one author, he had written one book, I am okay, you are okay. And Prabhupada says, you are not okay because you are not serving Krishna. I am okay because I am serving Krishna. That's how he counters him. And this is the fact of life, because nobody can be okay, actually speaking, if he's not connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because then only his life will, you know, give some meaning to his, you know, whatever he's doing or whatever he has in life. But then as we go ahead, there are some challenges that keep, you know, coming in the path of our devotional service. And this verse is more or less, you know, like giving obstacles. What are the obstacles on the path of devotional service? These, you know, these three terms, amaya, that is without reservation, then santataya, and then anuvrittaya, favorably and without interruption. These three are, though here in the verse, they are very, you know, I mean, if we read this verse and if we think about ourselves, then we are nowhere nearby. We'll be very far away from the standard. So these are the standards, and this verse, you know, if you take into, I mean, you can take this verse for sadhakas and for pure devotees at different levels. We can discuss this at different levels, but because I am a sadhaka, or even before the pre-sadhaka stage, so therefore I will take at this stage how we can derive the lessons. In one Hindi bhajan, you know, Brajavasi, he has this one very beautiful song. जीवन के दिन सब बीत चले पर आए मिले घन शाम नहीं मन उन पे न्योछावर कर डालू अब और किसी से काम नहीं. He's expressing his emotions that so much time of my life has passed away, but till I have not reached the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. Though they are there in front of us, we are serving them all the time, but these are the, you know, hindrances, or these are some, you know, things which are keep, you know, which keep coming in between us and their lordships. So, as we know that we have knowledge, we have been hearing from scriptures about, you know, who is Krishna, what is the spiritual world, who is the living entity, how they are trapped in this world. All this knowledge we are hearing, and this one beautiful point made by one devotee, he is a disciple of Mahavishnu Maharaj, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, was a very, you know, lover of Bhagavatam. So I was hearing that class, he was mentioning this beautiful point that most of the time we are actually just collecting the knowledge, but very few of the time we are practicing. We are, most of them giving classes, and nowadays because of the Zoom and other online arrangements, by the mercy of the Lord, there are so many classes going on. And actually it is not difficult to give the class. By the mercy of Prabhupada, we have entire Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita and all other literatures. We have commentaries by the previous acharyas. And furthermore, we have, commentaries on the commentaries given by our current acharyas. And above on that, commentaries on the commentaries on the commentaries by disciples of, current Shiksha Gurus. And furthermore, if you come down the line, there are many devotees who are further giving understanding of particular verse and this and that. So we have a lot of resources and we have a lot of things to, study and read. Most of the time I am giving Bhakti Kshatriya classes. This is not what I understood or what I have, attained by study of Bhagavad Gita for 12 years, 10 years. This is what I am hearing from previous classes and just presenting it. Of course, this is a service also, no doubt. But then important caution is given to us that if we just, collect and speak it out, just like, Hindi mein usko bolte hain vakta. Vakta means jo vakta hai. Actually. So, if you just collect the knowledge and omit it out. So, I am not saying it is not useful, it is not useless. Better than gossiping, checking out what is today's weather, what is the score of a match or what's happening in the world around. Better is to, discuss and whatever we have understood. But one step ahead would be to practice what we have heard. And that's what, brings the point of realization and knowledge. See, this knowledge is there with all of us. And we are reading, oh, Krishna is great, Krishna is all powerful. But then that has to become our realization. And for that, we have to practice. And for practice, we need faith. If we are not practicing, means we don't have faith. We are practicing all other things because we think that this activity will give me happiness. So suppose we are, we want to go for picnic. We think that, going by picnic, I will be happy. And that has been our experience, actually. But in the devotional line also, this is also one kind of picnic. I mean, if you take like that, such opulence we will not have anywhere. I mean, such beautiful association of the devotees, such beautiful deities. I mean, this is opulence. And everything is set nicely. There are, servants who are serving, cleaning the temple, the kitchen is cooking for us. I mean, all facilities are set on it, systematically. Now, what we have to do is just practice. But if we just, therefore, the most important time of our life is not when we are giving classes. Many of the devotees, sometimes they, after the classes, they come and ask, wow, what a class, nice, thank you so much. So, of course, this is a good moment, nice moment to, exchange a Vaishnava, qualities and relationship with each other. But more important time starts after the class. After the class, then what we have heard, if we are not practicing, then we are not actually benefiting much. So we should not, deprive ourselves. We are benefiting others. Now sometimes people may hear from us and they start practicing, they get benefited. And we are just giving instruction. And after that, we don't know where we are. Then that will, actually not benefit us. So therefore, it is important that to convert knowledge into realization, we have to practice. And of course, for practice, we need some sacrifice, some dedication. Now, there is nothing in life without some sacrifice and dedication you can get. For everything, we have to work hard. So this is also a field where we have to work hard. Rather, here we have to work more hard. Because this is directly dealing with the superintendent of the jailer in a jail. We are dealing with Maya day and night. So she is so tough. To deal with her, we need dedication. Therefore, one, Hindi, kathakar, he is saying that vicharo ko padkar badlav nahi aata hai, vicharo par chalkar hi badlav aata hai. I mean, these thoughts are there, beautiful thoughts in the Bhagavatam Gita, but unless we walk on that, we walk our talk, there is not going to be any transformation in the heart. And without transformation, we are eventually going to collapse. I mean, this is, I'm not saying I'm following 100%, but this is what I feel all the time when I study, that I need to follow this, and to follow this, I have to study. In one class, Chaitanya Charitamrita was sharing that sometimes we may not have the intelligence. So we can borrow intelligence, right? It's not bad that, you know, if you repeat somebody else, you know, some presentation or some anybody, sometimes, most of the time we are hearing and we are presenting. So it's not bad that when we are presenting, the interesting thing is that this is a, we don't have intelligence. For example, we don't have intelligence that sense gratification leads to misery. None of us have that, you know, understanding. But we are hearing from Guru Shishya Parampara that how this is entangling, how this is, you know, taking away the soul from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then we, okay, see, understand, and then we try to practice. And as we go on practicing whatever we have heard, then that knowledge, which was we actually borrowed, then eventually becomes internalized, and then it becomes our own. Then we own it. Therefore, we have to own it. Unless we own, it always remains udhar ka maal. And udhar ka maal kabhi bhi ja sakta hai. Anytime it can be taken away. It's something like, you know, we have money in the bank. This is like a knowledge. But to take out that money, we need, you know, a method. Like you need a check, you need a debit card or credit, whatever. That facility has to be there. Without that, we cannot, you know, get that money. So similarly, knowledge is there, but then we have to have realizations. And then when we have realizations, then we full-fledged practice the devotional service. Now in this verse, these three items are mentioned in terms of the what are the obstacles. The first is amaya. Amaya means without reservation or unreserved. Means it is, you know, when we do some service, we don't reserve ourselves. We do service wholeheartedly. An interesting analysis by another that same devotee, Devakinandan Prabhu, from ISKCON Singapore, he was telling that when we have expectations, when we have reservations, we have expectations. And he was giving a very beautiful example of train. He was saying that sometime when we go for, you know, go to some place and then we have a ticket. If that ticket is a waiting ticket, it's not reserved ticket, then at that time we don't demand. अरे ये सीट मिलना चाहिए, ये सीट पे इतने लोग बैठ सकते हैं, इसको आधा क्यों ले लिया आपने? Sometimes we fight, right? Then he says that similarly, when we come to the devotional service and we have no reservation, that time we don't have any expectations. That time we serve wholeheartedly. I remember 2014-16, I was going for the bus party, and that time I didn't know that we have a system to book tickets in our admin office, train tickets. And somehow our department was very busy, so they couldn't pay attention to it. And I had a waiting ticket. I was traveling with one IYS boy. And because we didn't have ticket, it was a, we had ticket, but it was a waiting ticket. So we sat next to toilet for the whole night. And, you know, we went like that. It was a struggle somehow. But then we went, and after bus party came back to Mumbai, then I was told that, arey, ye to ticket milta hai idhar admin office mein, udhar jaake nikalna tha na. I didn't know. But because somehow I had to, you know, go there, I adjusted everything. And I was sitting next to toilet, it was smelling and all mosquitoes over there, but still we were tolerating it. Why? Because there was no reservation, there was no expectation. So when we have reservation, there is an expectation, and because of expectation, if the expectation is not fulfilled, then there is a frustration. And because of frustration, there is, you know, a mode of ignorance coming in. And because of that, then everything collapses. So that's why it is important that, you know, we don't keep our, you know, heart in a reserve mode. Because if we do it in the reserve mode, then we set conditions for the devotional service. We say that I want this facility, then only I will, you know, do aarti. So, for example, suppose we don't have backup devotee in the aarti. Just imagine. Then we may think, aray, abhi backup bhi karna hai. Then in our heart that one, you know, reservation has come. Or for example, you know, we dress sometimes the DTs. If you don't have D&D, and after everything is done, we have to wind up everything. Then that, you know, revolving in the mind, that, oh, I have to do, decorating DT looks very, you know, wonderful. But then after the post, you know, DT services, if we can handle them with, you know, gratitude that, wow, what a nice opportunity for me, then we are actually on the, you know, track towards what this verse is saying. So therefore, this is the first point. And then second is, you know, which mentioned in this verse is santataya. Santataya means without any gap or uninterrupted. Again, and these qualities are the qualities of pure devotees. We may not have uninterrupted devotional service, but for us it can be, you know, a regular, every day. Suppose we, just like we chant 16 rounds every day, you know, we have regular sadhana every day. That can be a standard for us, but for pure devotees, this is the standard, and we are eventually going to that, you know, direction eventually. But the important point here is, when you have interruption, there is a gap. And because of that gap, just like, you know, suppose in the ceiling there is a gap, then water will leak from there. Similarly, when we have gap, there is an opportunity for Maya to enter. Now, therefore, if we analyze our life, many of the times, the entry of Maya is when we are little relaxed. When we are thinking that, aaj toh bahut ho gaya bhakti. Let's relax. And then in that relaxed mode, it goes to such a different zone that sometimes it becomes so difficult to come back only. So therefore, we should not let the gap. And of course, this is a very high standard. It may not be possible for us to 24 hours, but this is what we are aiming gradually. And then third is anuvrittaya, favorable service. Prabhupada says in the purport that everybody is serving directly or indirectly. Some are serving favorably, some are serving unfavorably. And in one class, Jayadat Maharaj was saying that everything is Krishna actually speaking. So everyone is serving Krishna only actually. We think that we are serving, you know, our family, society, this and that. But actually we are all part and parcel of Krishna. So we are actually serving Krishna only, but that is indirect service. So he says that for, you know, if you want the real benefit, then you serve directly. And when we serve directly, then Krishna will favor us, because we are serving him favorably. And once Krishna favors us, then we can move ahead. Now these three terms, they are very high standards for us. And sometimes we may think that now, what should I do? How should I go ahead? Such a, you know, high definition of the devotional service. Just like in the NOD also says, Anya Bilashada Shundam Jnana Karmadi Anavartam Anukulyane Krishnana Shilenam Bhakti Uttama. This is the Uttama Bhakti. So at our level, what we can do is, you know, we can begin at whatever level we are. You know, not get, you know, complex, inferiority complex, that this is such a high, you know, standard, I cannot maintain that. No issues. Just begin at whatever level you are. And you know, this is the example of Dhruva Maharaj in the Bhagavatam. That in the beginning he wanted some material opulences. Then he started the devotional service. But as soon as he got the darshan of the Lord, immediately his all conceptions changed. See, this is the opportunity we are giving ourselves. When we somehow engage in the devotional service, we are giving opportunity for the Lord to change our heart. And Dhruva Maharaj, he says, Kachan vichinchan apit divya ratnam swamin krithasmin varam na yache. That actually I was aiming for the broken pieces of the glasses. But what I have got is diamond. So this realization will dawn upon us as we move ahead. But in the beginning only, if we think, I cannot, you know, such a high, you know, standard, then we may lose that also. Then second thing, this one question was asked by one devotee to Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, that why there are some devotees who are, after chanting for so many years, there is no change in their heart. Their habits are as it is. They are behaving like that only. Why this change is not there? He gave a very beautiful answer. He said that actually they are chanting Hare Krishna, but they really don't want to change their heart. So it is a matter of, I want to change. unless I want to change, Krishna can do nothing. He can inspire us, he can facilitate us, but unless I want to change, there can be, you know, no change. Therefore, we may not have that purity, but at least we can be sincere that I want to change. And when I aim that I want to change, then only that change will happen. And a day will come, now we have that realization to some extent, but it will become full-fledged. That, you know, without 100% surrender to Krishna, nobody has ever crossed Maya. We cannot cross Maya just by some, you know, chota-mota bhakti karke. I mean, here and there chanting some rounds, you know, being in our own world. We need to have a solid devotional service, dedicated. And then only this realization will come. You know, just like this one example is there. Sometimes a baby is crying and mother comes and gives, you know, one toy to the baby. Then baby stops crying. After then again, after some time, baby again starts crying. Mother comes, again gives one more toy. Then baby stops crying. This goes on. But baby keeps continuing, you know, crying. Even though he is getting the toys. After some time, mother comes and asks, "What do you want, Baba?" Then baby says, "I want you, Mama." Then that time, mother lifts the baby and baby becomes completely pacified, satisfied. So like that, till the time we desire so many things of this world, we are, you know, actually Krishna is testing us. Ye chahiye? Ye chahiye? Le lo. Ye chahiye? Le lo. Ye chahiye? Le lo. Till the time we say that, bas ho gaya abhi. I don't want these things, I want you. Because these things, however I get, there is no end to it. It goes on, goes on. Therefore, if we see, you know, in the life of Tukaram Maharaj, there was a beautiful pastime of Tukaram Maharaj, when he was, as I said in the beginning only, his wife, they always, you know, prompting him to go for the business. She's always telling her, go and do some business, earn some money. So one time he goes, you know, with the, you know, some red chilies, he gets the 3 bags of the red chilies and goes to sell in the market somewhere. That time, when he goes to the that particular town, he opens the shop. And then people come to buy. They say, "How? What is the rate?" He said, "Last time jo bhav liya tha na, usi bhav mein le lo." He's so simple and so surrendered. I mean, he's just thinking, "I have to do what, you know, is there in my hand. Let's see what Krishna, you know, has to give me." That time people come and just, you know, completely exploit him. They take everything, you know, double, triple of what the rate is. And then some people, they say, "Our house is very far away. If we go and bring money, that time your, you know, these mirchis will get over. So we'll, you know, just give us, you know, on borrow. Then we'll go and bring the money." Some people take like that also. And there is one gunda in that town. He comes and he says that, "I want that full bag." And he takes that full bag. He says, "I will pay later." Tukaram Maharaj says, "Are, give, at least return that bag." You know, he says that, "I need to preserve it. I don't have any bag in my home. Now the rainy season is coming. It will get spoiled." Then, you know, like that he is satisfied, and whatever little, you know, rice or grains he is getting in the barter, he is cooking in the evening. That time, Lord is thinking about the devotee. Now, isne to ye sab kar diya abhi, lekin lafda ghar pe jaake ho jayega. Now, wife will chastise him and chastise me also. Both are getting chastised day and night. So that time, Tukaram Maharaj takes the, you know, form of a small boy, and he goes to all the villagers, and he says that, "Kitna kitna liya tha, lao paisa." They say, "Are, kidhar liya tha?" Then he says, "I will tell you exactly what was the amount you have taken." Then he tells the exact amount, and the people understand. Oh, are, isko to sab malum hai. Then they give, you know, all the Lakshmi to him written. And then this gunda, he was left out. Then he goes to that, you know, that big gunda, and he says that, "Give me, you know, Lakshmi for that big goni you have taken." He says, "I will not give." Then Krishna, who is taken form of a small boy, he says that, "If you don't give me, I will suicide here only." Then all the people of the village, they say, "Are, Baba, ye mar jayega to gaon mein apshakun aa jayega." And, you know, still he doesn't listen. Then all the villagers, they come and beat him. And then that time, he gives all the money and everything. Tukaram Maharaj, then he takes everything and goes to the, you know, sorry, that boy, and goes to Tukaram Maharaj. And then this boy says, "I am a very respectable citizen of this town. You know, because people have taken everything on borrow, I don't want, you know, my, you know, town's name to get spoiled. So I have brought all the money, take it. And then Tukaram Maharaj, he's indifferent. I mean, in the beginning also he's indifferent. When he gets everything, he's also indifferent. Such is the, you know, quality of the devotee when he's completely surrendered. Of course, we cannot imitate that. But when we give everything in Krishna's hand, he's there to take our care. This is what Krishna mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Yogakshemam Vahamyam. And this is one level, but another level of Yogakshemam, of course, for pure devotees, they don't need remembrance of Krishna. The Krishna's remembrance at a physical level as well as at the spiritual level. So therefore, you know, this reservation or this having expectation or having conditions for the devotional service, if you have to, you know, remove it, first of all, we have to understand that the service which I am doing for Krishna is not because Krishna needs, but because I need. This is my necessity. For pure devotees, it is ecstasy. But for me, it is necessity. If I don't perform devotional service, then I am gone. I was doing one time Mahakalini Seva. That time, after the vaccination, I mean 2-3 days after vaccination, I was little tired, not willing to go for the service. But then somehow I went, and I was just brooming backside. And I was thinking, this reservation, this, kya kisi ko bhi bula sakte the, kya itna bada. Sometimes we think like that. Then suddenly one thought came in my heart. Few days back I was doing a dressing of the, you know, these small deities. That time I was hearing this lecture. Prabhupada was saying in that lecture that Krishna, if he wants, he can create Mathura overnight. Palaces for 16,000 queens. He can give whole world to Arjuna in 18 days. I was thinking, wow. If he wants, he can, you know, he can do cleaning also immediately. Then it struck in my head, this is I am doing not for Krishna. This is I am doing for me, because I need that. I need to engage my consciousness. For Krishna, there are many people, but he chose me. And because he has chosen me, I should try to do it. So this is how, you know, we understand that we need this, Krishna doesn't need. Therefore, this, you know, in the very, this shloka, this verse is mentioning Rathanga Pane, this great Bhishma Dev, when he had taken a vow to kill Arjun, that next day, and he vowed that, Gaur Krishna Maharaj says that, agar kal Arjun ko maine nahi mara, ya to Krishna ko hathiyar uthana padega, ya phir main santanu putra nahi rahunga. Then Gaur Krishna Maharaj, next day when the battle starts, then Arjun is almost defeated. That time Krishna, he, you know, takes the wheel of the chariot, that was mentioned in the verse. Gaur Krishna Maharaj says that, you know, I can break my promise. Krishna promised that I will not lift the weapons. But now he had to fulfill the promise of his devotee. One side he had to protect the Arjuna, other side he had to protect Bhishma's vow. Gaur Krishna Maharaj says that, you know, mere kitne baap hai, mere to bahut sare baap hai, tumhara to ek hi baap hai. Somebody calls me Nandanandan, somebody calls me Vasudev Nandan, but your is only baap. So I need to protect ek baap wale ko. Baki mera naam kharab ho gaya to bhi aur ek baap hai, right? But for you, there is only one father. So I need to protect your vow more than this. And actually Bhishma Dev, at the last moment, you know, at the time I was passing away, he's remembering all these exchanges on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And it's, you know, this is actually, you know, something like a Ras Lila happening on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna is, you know, getting the beautiful, I mean, in the comment it is said, these arrows were like, you know, flowers for Krishna, because Krishna's body is Sachidananda actually. And Bhishma is equally relishing the beautiful, you know, military form of the Lord. And this way, these three devotees, one side is Bhishma, other side is Arjuna, and other side is Krishna. They are, you know, this is kind of a Ras Lila going on the battlefield. But for such a vision, we need such kind of devotional service. If we have this kind of devotional attitude, then we can see Krishna's Ras Lila even in the battlefield. The professional reciters, they see Krishna's Ras Lila only in the 10th canto. But if we have such vision, we can see this also. So this is one thing. We can always meditate that, you know, Krishna doesn't need service, I need and therefore it is my necessity. Another thing we can always, you know, check out in our life, that we don't compare with others. We don't compare ourselves with others' devotional service. One, you know, very powerful statement, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj says that, while looking at others' palaces, don't burn your hut. Aata jhopdi wo bhi chala jayega. Better we have our jhopdi, maintain that. Don't look other, are uska itna bada building ho gaya. Why? No need to, you know, look at that. And see, what we have to expect from devotional service is actually devotional service, nothing else. You might have seen that one very beautiful video is there on the YouTube, helping others brings happiness. Very beautiful video. Although it is a mundane, but, you know, that person in that video, he was serving. And, you know, some, you know, these letters are coming at the bottom. What he is getting in the return by serving so many people? Is he becoming famous? Is he getting noticed? Is he becoming richer? Is he, you know, getting some opulences? No. He is remaining as it is, unnoticed. But what he is getting is emotions. See, this is a mundane video, but even at the mundane level, these emotions are there. By helping, serving others, we are getting emotions. Emotions of happiness. And these emotions of happiness, for us, you know, can be a higher test. When we serve without reservation, without any, you know, holding back, we get emotions from Krishna, emotions of devotional service. And these emotions, you know, as if we, you know, go on accumulating, then at the time of crisis, they come out. As Krishna says, matta smriti jnana mapohanam cha. So when there is, you know, good time, if we don't practice nicely, in the bad time, definitely we will not going to practice it. Because bad times are band bajata hai. So in the good time, if we practice, there is an opportunity for us. Otherwise, the struggle with the illusory energy is very, very tough. I mean, we cannot maintain even our basic standards also. Therefore, this verse, as we, you know, study here, is, you know, giving us, you know, good remembrance. I'll end with one example. For this shloka, you know, bhakta mama bhi janati yavan echashin tatpata. In that verse, Krishna said, without bhakti you cannot see me, you cannot know me. A similar verse. One example was given by Chaitanya Prabhu, very brilliant example. He says that if you are traveling in the train and a TC comes and he says, ticket kidhar hai? And if he says, are main Hare Krishna wala hun, ticket ki zarurat nahi hai. And TC says, to kya hua? Nahi, main bahut exalted devotee hun. So phir ticket kidhar hai? Nahi, main yahan se padhai karke aaya hun. I am a graduate from IIT or I am a graduate from MIT or I know, in my office I am so and so, in my house I am itna bada aadmi hun. Main ticket kidhar hai? So without ticket, you cannot, you know, travel. So he says that without bhakti, you cannot, I mean, attain Krishna. It's the absolute necessity, like that ticket. Ticket hai, to gaadi chalega. Otherwise, gaadi ban padega. Like that. So therefore, this is a very beautiful verse. I mean, we can meditate lifelong and try to get these, some of the qualities. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Vancha kalpataru vaishya kripa sindhu gayo cha patitanam pavana vaishnava namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnava vrinda ki jai.